Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
You mentioned there sort of FSG's future plan for Liverpool, and part of that was the investment surge that we've obviously spoken about previously, you and I, and it was reported on the back end of last year. And we haven't really had any major updates on it recently. I think the last I seen was a lot of conversations have been had. You mentioned Mike Gordon's return to the day-to-day. And I feel like now we're in a bit of a holding position on this. Now, I wondered whether they will have sort of sought out their preferred options and those conversations will still be going on. Is this normal practice, Dave? You've been around this industry for a long time. Is the way this has gone very sort of similar to how different deals have sort of unfolded? And also, we've seen what's going on down the road at Manchester United. Is that likely to impact what's going on with Liverpool at all? Because I think a lot of people have sort of put two and two together in that and kind of made 10 out of it, if you like, because suddenly their deal's in jeopardy and people are going, well, they might want to come and invest in Liverpool then. Does that make any sense to you at all?
No, to address the first bit, it's more of a fishing exercise than anything. So when they created the sales deck, I mean, if you want to know the value of a part of a business, you have to know the value of the whole of the business. So it was a bit of a fishing exercise, see what kind of interest there was, how much people would be willing to pay. And they went cold in it quite quickly. It was, by December time, it was they pivoted right back to wanting a minority stake. But it's a different search for Liverpool. So if you look at the likes of Everton at the moment, they're scrapping around trying to find some way to recapitalise the business, aid cash flow, etc. For FSG, they have access to credit lines. If they wanted just a minority investment just to bring in some money, they could have done that very easily by selling to a passive investment partner, maybe an Arctos or something like that, who they already have on board in FSG. They could have sold a small part of this to some investment fund that would have just said, yeah, here's some capital, you have that, and we'll just wait and ride that train until such time the value of the football club increases, I don't know, to 7 billion or whatever. So that's a perfect, it's a great investment for funds, but for the same, so they can access funds if they want. That's not an issue. Mm-hmm. What they want is someone to come in and where they can partner with and potentially become a rights holder. So whether that's through changes in how broadcast is done, ownership of digital assets and things. So Barcelona right now are trying to, they've sold their media business for, they're valued at $1 billion. So all these things are important to realise that Liverpool's a global brand and FSG want to try and monetize that as best they can. But in terms of who's coming in, I imagine they would have had conversations now and identified with people who they'd be interested in partnering with, who they think can bring them both capital and scale, so they're able to get plug them into a whole different matrix of other opportunities and make them almost kind of mini Disneys. So you're adding businesses to the business. Mm-hmm. So that's the plan, I think. In terms of Manchester United, that is important because I think every major Premier League club owner is looking at the Glazers and thinking they're taking one for the team here, because they don't care what fan sentiment is towards them, and they are willing to get under the skin of every single fan by just holding out for the biggest price. While if you're a United supporter, obviously that's it's abhorrent, because they have used the football club like an ATM, personal ATM. They take dividends out. They're the only Premier League owners that take dividends out of the football club. But at the same time, they are holding out for a premium price, which they first said was $6 billion. Now, they believe it could be as much as $10 billion. So at a time when we were talking about parcel sales in Liverpool at $4 billion, are Liverpool really at $2 billion, worth $2 billion less than Manchester United? Are they worth $6 billion less than Manchester United? So no one really knows. All these, the valuations of football clubs are a funny one because people tend to do it on a multiple of revenue. So how much revenue you earn at times X, Y, Z. So in the Premier League for a long time, for among the biggest clubs, it's been a multiple of revenue of about 6 and 7. North American sports are multiple of revenues, 10, 11, 12. So that's where US owners in particular want to get to. They want to kind of get that kind of return. FSG aren't going to be here forever. It's not, you know, but that their business is value creation. So if they think there's more value to create, and there is in terms of football, if they wanted to buy another football club the size of Liverpool, they'd probably have to pay $6 billion to acquire it. So if they've got one that's at the moment, then it's why would they let it go? So from what I can gather, there's nothing in QIA or Qatar stuff. No. It's largely the transfer window's closed. There's been rumours about United sale being off. So there's usually an information vacuum that people need to fill for engagement. So that means that, John Enriel talks with whoever. So I dare say that the kind of Qatar, etc., would love a slice of Liverpool, but these things take a long, long time, and doesn't really chime with. I don't see what they bring, even if unless it was a full scale takeover and John Henry had just decided, no, I'm done with this, and they're going to pay well above the odds. I don't see what they bring in terms of what Liverpool need. So that's the kicker, really. So from my point of view, in terms of what I've heard, I don't think anything on that has really transpired. It's, as you say, it's it's a bit of a holding pattern at the moment. People are waiting to see what happens with United and the valuation of the market, interest rates, etc., globally. So there's a few factors to consider. So I think it's one of those things that it will take as long as it takes to coin a Mr. Bull from Peppa Pig, which I've been watching this morning. So
nice. People
with kids would appreciate the Peppa Pig reference. But yeah, it'll take as long as it takes. It might not even transpire at all. But it's worth remembering that the kind of people say, it was going to be done by end of summer or whatever. I mean, largely FSG don't say much. And they say very little, actually. So the narrative's driven in the media. So it's one of those things. I don't think much has changed. And I don't think from their point of view, if they look back on what they've said, I don't think an awful much would have changed from their initial comments. So, yeah, that's a long-winded way to say there's not much to say.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
life is full of awesome what-ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
No, I think that's fair enough, mate. I do. Like I say, I think it's always likely to be a slow process. You want to get the right people on board because, like I say, these are going to work alongside FSG essentially and look to grow the business together. And you don't want to be bringing in the wrong people essentially. But I do want to ask you about one particular group, and it feels like I always touch on these whenever we speak, and it's Liberty Media again, because I came across their CEO, now forgive me on all of this, Greg Maffei, was a speaker at the Goldman Sachs. Now, this is a word I've never seen before. Communicopia and Technology Conference last week. And he confirmed that Liberty had been approached by various sports outfits and essentially said that they will be looking to invest in any sport around the world. Obviously, we know them from the Formula One stuff and all that, and very proficient in what they do, I think it's fair to say. Now, given everything you've just been talking about there in terms of adding value to the business, you mentioned broadcast, you mentioned Disney, that to me, what they do feels like a good fit.
Yeah, and the links with those, while I don't know, you know, whether conversations have taken place, certainly from the people I've spoken to who kind of au fait with Greg Maffei, they said that nothing's been mentioned to them. So it makes sense, that one, in reality. I think you look around, you think of all the investments that they could make, you think that kind of makes a lot of sense. And there's a lot of alignment there in terms of what Liverpool would seek. A huge business, and they've got, they're already in the sports market with, like you say, they own F1, and then they also own the Atlanta Braves, I think, baseball team. So there's some competitive element there with FSG and the Red Sox. But if you look at how they've grown Formula One under their ownership through Drive to Survive and the popularity of it, even at a time when we've got the same fella winning every single race, I think is probably a testament to kind of how they've managed to push that forward. So that's an interesting one. It probably is one to watch. Nothing to suggest that's close or anything, but it's one of those that I think has legs, it has merit in terms of its links, because it makes sense from a business standpoint for FSG, and I can understand why they would seek to try and partner with someone like that. Also, they're a huge global company which has scale, so and to offer Liverpool that kind of insight would be huge, I think. But nothing to my knowledge is close to that, but not to say that they aren't. I imagine they are on FSG's radar in a considerable way.
Yeah, definitely. I think the reason I bring it up so much is because, like you say, it does feel like a more sort of sensible fit. It does feel like one that would be sort of all parties would be on board with. Just finally, Dave, before I let you go, Billy Hogan suggested recently Liverpool could return to the US for their pre-season tour next year. Obviously, went to Germany and Singapore this time around. In terms of sort of monetary, you mentioned Mohamed Salah and Times Square early on. Like, in terms of the business side of things, a pre-season tour to the US feels like the most valuable. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, Liverpool have a lot of commercial partners which are based in the Far East. So that was, and obviously with the COVID knocking summer tours on the head for a couple of years, they had to play a lot of catch-up, because every commercial partner wants some face time. They want some brand recognition with Liverpool when they come over, so that's understandable. And Liverpool have a huge fan base in those regions, so those fans want to see the Reds. So, but in terms of the US, yeah, there's a push for that because the US have now come on board as a major market which is interested in football. I mean, not only the Premier League, but football as a whole. I mean, they're interested in their domestic league through the fact that Lionel Messi now plays for Inter Miami. So that goes some way to help him. But yeah, I mean, you've also got to remember that the World Cup in America is 2026. So clubs will start trying to position themselves now to tap into that fandom that is kind of existing in the US, especially at a time when the country is building towards the World Cup. So yeah, I think that's where they end up next summer. I think I'd be very, very surprised if they didn't. Quite where they do it, I'm not sure. Whether it's I think there's a good chance that it could be West Coast, maybe. That might make some sense. It was, I think they did East Coast last time around, and then they did New York, yeah. Boston, South Bend. Potentially they look towards LA, San Francisco and things. I don't know. I mean, this is me using my my kind of guessing at here, but it seems to chime into what might happen as of next year. But I find it hard to believe they won't go to the US next year. And for commercial reasons, it would make a lot of sense.
Hey, everyone, I hope you enjoyed that small section of my conversation with the brilliant Dave Powell from Liverpool Echo. If you want to watch or listen to that show in full, head to redmenplus.com now, sign up as a captain or a legend, and you'll get that plus all other amazing content. And yeah, go over there and get it done. I will speak to you again very soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.